Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
It's spring, and the early morning air is full of soaring birds, groups of four, then six, then 30, then two, swooping and gliding, sometimes meeting in midair, sometimes coming to ground for grit. What we're watching are beautiful acrobatic tree swallows. The adults have dark blue iridescent feathers on their back and a snow-white breast and throat. They look like they're wearing tuxedos. Their wingtips reach the tip of their tail, and we note that they don't have the long scissor-forked tail of the barn swallows. With the advent of white-nose fungus disease, which has nearly wiped out our local bat populations, the daring and agile flights of the tree swallows are especially welcomed by us. As they soar and glide, they're foraging for food. Each adult tree swallow will consume about 2,000 insects per day during an average 45-day nesting period, and the parents also catch and feed their brood, which is usually 4 to 7 nestlings. They feed them about 6,000 insects a day during an average 20 days spent inside the nest box. This adds up to an estimated 300,000 insects per nesting family. Since 90% of their hunting takes place below 39 feet, tree swallows can make a real dent in insect populations that pester humans.
Obviously, a single mosquito wouldn't make much of a meal. In addition, delivering one tiny bug at a time would be really time-consuming. Instead, parents often pack captured insects into a BB-sized ball called a bolus, which they bring to their young. It's been estimated that each bolus contains an average of 18 insects. They do eat berries in the winter and during migration, and possibly when it's too cold and insects are unavailable. 90% of the fruit they consume is from bayberry waxberry plants. During the breeding season, when they need extra calcium to produce eggs, breeding tree swallows may also pick up grit or eggshells from the ground or compost piles. We've started putting a small pile of ground-up shells near the driveway edge for them. They also drink and bathe in flight. They dip down and touch the water repeatedly. From a distance, it looks like a stone skipping across the water's surface. A flock of acrobatic swallows skimming the water at sunset is quite a sight.
The popularity of the bluebird has been a boon to the tree swallow, which nests in holes of exactly the same size and has taken advantage of bluebird houses over much of North America. In regions with no such ready supply of artificial nest sites, the swallows must compete with other cavity nesting birds, arriving early in spring to stake out territories. Their name tree swallow comes from their habit of nesting in tree cavities. We have about 8 bluebird boxes around our property, and the tree swallows often move in before the bluebirds can grab them. They're social birds, but can also be quite territorial and may not like it when humans approach the nest box. I was walking up our driveway a few weeks ago, fairly close to a bluebird box, and suddenly I had swooping, dive-bombing tree swallows coming within a foot of me, clicking their beaks and making a racket.
The fledglings emerge from their nests and can immediately swoop like experts. The parents seem to guide and dance with them, chattering away. We watch this first flight of a new brood with amazement and awe. Tree swallows do migrate south during the winter, but are easy to find in much of North America from spring through fall. Head to open fields or marshes adjacent to bodies of fresh water. Scan the air for flying birds. Look along utility wires and shrubs for perch birds. Also, check any nest boxes you happen to see. In summer, tree swallows spend lots of time sitting on or flying around them. Tree swallows are vocal. Listen for their sweet chirping calls as they wheel around overhead in pursuit of insects. We hope you'll be on the lookout for soaring tree swallows and that you'll have fun watching these handsome aerialists this spring and summer.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.